Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So the voicemails have started to taper off. We're still getting some, but it sounds like the Dick Show is taking the brunt of it now. I have no idea. I've never watched the Dick Show or listened to the Dick Show. I don't know how old the guy is, but I don't know if he's a boomer or he's a zoomer.
I don't think any of that matters. He's got a pedophile mustache. That's all that matters to me. That's the only thing I see. I look at the show. I'm like, oh, pedophile mustache. Cool. That's it.
All right. Well, I guess we will. Okay. I say this every fucking episode. I am going to be nice.
Me too.
I'm going to get through this. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to embrace these guys. As a matter of fact, I even put a request on the official podcast subreddit asking one of their listeners to come on and help us through these voicemails. So instead of us just shitting all over them, you know, because that's getting old. I thought it would be interesting if somebody could help us just understand, like, what's so good about child pornography if it's animated.
As long as it's animated, we're good.
Yeah, look, they're complaining about me being pixelated today.
Yep. Yeah, I just pulled up the video on my phone, and you're choppy. Mine's clear, but yours is not. That's no good.
How's the audio?
The audio sounds fine.
I'm not asking you.
Oh, well, then it sounds like shit.
Well, then it's going to be pixelated because there's nothing I can do about it right now. All right. So I want to, before we start playing the voicemails, we got a video sent to us and I wanted to play it. It was in response to somebody that we started playing their voicemail and somebody said that the pixelation makes me look thin. So we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Don't forget, you fucking assholes, the camera adds 76 pounds.
Awesome.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to play this video. So it was somebody that we'd cut off and then he turned around and made a response as to us cutting him off.
So hold on. So before, why don't we get into the voicemails before we play the fucking video? I mean,
all right. I'm just trying to get the fucking show going.
All right.
So I'm Steve from Houston. And I was brought to your podcast.
Yeah, by... okay.
What?
I'm going to remain calm. I'm going to assume it's a bad connection, not somebody fucking around. I'll just move to the next one. Sorry for the inconvenience, everybody.
What? All right.
How long do you think I can keep this up?
I didn't think you'd keep it up this long.
I'm ready to explode.
Hello, this is Arthur Licolotopoulos from Houston, Texas. I just want, I was listening to the podcast at first. And wanted,
I think everybody's calling from my internet connection. You know what? That one didn't come in clear. I apologize. I should have screened these first. We will.
Can you imagine if you did?
We're going to try to do this again. We'll go to the next one.
You're fucking fat.
All right. That one came in loud.
That sounds like a ringtone to me. That sounds like the ringtone that, like, from 911 calling you.
You know, when you said that, I don't know why I thought this. You said that sounds like a ringtone call from 911. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like 9/11 Twin Towers, like somebody jumping off the building and their last thing is, "You're fucking fat."
That's what I meant. Is that not how it came? That's what I meant to say.
I want to hear that again.
"You're fucking fat."
Yeah, I'm saving that.
What would be even better is if that guy himself is kind of a chipster. That'd be great.
I'm calling in because, like, I'm an actual fan of the Who's Right podcast. I want to tell y'all guys that you guys are doing a great job. Y'all are funny. I listen to the podcast on my commute to work, and it just makes my day a whole lot brighter.
Awesome. A whole lot brighter.
All right. Thank you for that. Is that you like the new Doug?
Yep. That was very nice. We appreciate.
Go ahead.
We're good.
I suck dick and Doug is fat.
God damn it.
did he start off with "just kidding"?
Here we go. I guess we'll hear this again.
"Just kidding, you guys suck dick and Doug is fat."
Ah, that was the same guy from last time. God damn it. He got me.
Thanks, guy.
Fuck.
The Pteridophis dorni, the immortal jellyfish, is a species of small, biologically immortal jellyfish under the Mediterranean in the waters of Japan.
How long is this voicemail?
In other waters.
20 more seconds.
It is one of the few known cases of animals capable of reverting completely to sexually immature colonial stage after having reached sexual maturity as a solidarity.
You should have read through it first, buddy.
All right. Try this again. So anyway, what I was telling you, this guy sent a video in.
Mm-hmm.
So we had played his voicemail, and Mean Doug, as opposed to Nice Doug, mm-hmm. Mean Doug cut him off,
mm-hmm.
and cut the voicemail off. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to send his piece or say his piece.
Okay.
What?
I was going to say, why? We only got through like a couple of voicemails. Say the shit for the end, or at least the middle.
Or maybe this is the fucking middle.
Or maybe this is the end.
Hi, this is Antoine. I'm from Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee, in fact. I just want to say, big fan of the podcast series. Listen to it at work a lot. And you guys are doing the Lord's work, just saying. Just keep on shitting this. Fuck. Just keep on shitting on this horrible society. Anyway. What's the thing you wanted us to say?
And I can't. I forgot. Can't.
What's the thing you wanted us to say? Are you asking?
I can't continue to be Nice Doug.
Why? I like Nice Doug.
Nice Doug is not Happy Doug.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Hi, this is Antoine again. Calling saying I fucked up the last message. Seaman recruit reporting for duty.
Yeah.
I want to say I love your podcast. Doing the Lord's work.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hunter. I'm from Texas. And just shout out to the official podcast, guys. Love the podcast. Keep making good content. Charlie, Kaya, Jackson, and Andrew. And yeah, have a good day.
That was too cheery.
Seaman recruit reporting for duty. Fuck you, faggots.
You're not going to be a recruit for very long with that attitude.
Hey guys, I'm calling back because my first message didn't make it through, and you're probably going to skip this one because I'm wasting your time. So Sorry.
Was that it? That was the whole message?
He called to say that we're probably going to skip it because he's not fucking saying anything.
Can you start that again?
Hey, guys. I'm calling back.
All right, cut it off. I don't want to hear this shit. There, you're fucking cut off. God. What the fuck?
Hey, guys. I'm calling back again just to let you know that I am a fan of your podcast. Anthony, your mom's a fucking whore.
Cool.
What
the fuck was that? Is he supposed to be babysitting his little sister?
Yeah, I think so.
You never let a 12-year-old baby.
Oh, shit.
See, I'm. You've got to control me. I don't want to be your dog. All right. I got to start over.
Hey, guys. I'm calling back again just to let you know that I am a fan of your podcast. Anthony, your mom's a fucking whore. Anyway, this is a message for the official podcast. Andrew, fuck you, you piece of shit. You can't fucking get to my high school graduation party, but you could get Kaya and Jackson to the States. Fuck you, Andrew. Goodbye.
So they can do something with their friends, but just some random dude, they don't go to his high school graduation and he's pissed? Crazy.
Hey, it's I'm here for the official boys. It's 5:07 in the morning, and I just spent all night trying to figure out how to make a 2x1 redstone door in Minecraft.
Whoa.
I love you.
Our country's so fucked.
Did he say a red zone door? I don't know. The fuck does that mean?
Okay, what? I want to go back like 5 or 6 whatever voicemails. The guy that called and said, fuck you, you're fat, or whatever he said.
That's the one that yelled it?
Yeah, that's the guy I want on the show.
Me too.
Hey, this is a seaman recruit reporting for duty. I just fucking hate your fat asses.
Thanks.
Go hit my jewel and piss my pants. Fuck you, Kaya.
What do you say about a jewel?
I think that's like a vape thing.
Okay.
Seaman recruit reporting for duty. This is Justin, and I'm calling on behalf of the official podcast. I do have major respects for your podcast for taking such like pride in answering everyone's phone calls. Major shout outs to that. I know some of the fans have been dickheads, so I just wanted on my behalf.
Have they? I haven't fucking noticed.
Pride. That's okay. Funny.
Thank you for doing this for us. It's really cool. Now towards the official podcast, I'm going to make it quick. But I've been working at UPS for about 3 weeks now.
Okay, and I'm gonna, little spoiler, he doesn't make it quick. This goes on and on and on.
I want to hear the whole thing.
I've been allowed to listen to music and stuff. And so I have listened to like your recent episodes. And so I decided to listen to the older episodes, get the origin story, get everything wrapped up. Sure enough, I'm caught up now. I've caught up today, and I can't wait for the episode tomorrow. Thank you guys for helping me out and making my job just a little bit easier. As soon as I get paid, I'm going to show my reward towards you guys because in a way you guys have earned it. Since you helped me out, I'm going to help you out. Alrighty. Everyone listening to this, take care. See ya.
So was he talking about us? Did we have an origin story?
No, he wasn't talking about us.
Oh, all right.
All right, now can I play the video or you want to wait?
I don't, we haven't even got through. This is a voicemail show. Not quite yet.
You want me to just save it for the at the very end of this episode?
Yes. Okay. That's what I want. Yes. I really wanted to have an origin story.
We can make one up like X-Men. We can be XXX-Men. Get right. It? I'm fat.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
Hey, this is Mike from Ohio. Oh, my God, there's a fucking echo. This is Mike from Ohio, Mike the Slut. I just want to say, fuck the official podcast. I skip every week just to the very end to the Things We Like corner. Fuck everything else. Bye.
All right. You don't give a shit about them, but you care about what they like for some reason. Weird.
Hey, this is for the boys at the official podcast. I think I got a good guess. Just come on. They should bring on It's a Gundam.
What's a Gundam?
I don't know. Is it like Zelda?
I want to look it up. I thought it was like metal armor or something. That's your homework.
That's my homework? To yeah, look up a Gundam?
Yeah, tell me what a Gundam is.
If I get animated child porn, I'm going to be pissed.
It's probably like Octopus Bukkake.
I'd be okay with that.
Yo, what's up? It's your fucking local Domino's boy out here delivering pizzas, driving around listening to the official podcast, boys. I heard a little something about you guys wanted to hear that the semen recruit is here for duty, some shit like that. I don't even know. I'm trying to shit. Anyway, get fucked later.
I like the Domino's guy.
Me too. How about he's our second guest? But only if he calls in from the road. We want to hear stories from the road.
Hi, Don. My name is Andrew from North Carolina.
He doesn't know us. Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don. My name is Andrew.
Dong?
I'm not from the official podcast because I'm not a dumb fuck. I'm a listener of the official podcast and was recommended to listen to you two dipshits. And you two make me laugh than I ever have.
That was it.
Okay, cool. Cool, Dong.
You know what? You want to run your fucking mouth?
Oh, come on, guy.
We're going to watch videos for the rest of this. I want to hear that again. Because this shit... Dong is my name.
It's what's funny is that you put your name up there.
Hey. So this really honestly interests me that we're listening to all these voicemails and how people get nervous, or they have something mapped out in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes to shit when the beep happens.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming that's what happened with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell, like, right at the end, you know, I'm sure it's another fucking setup or whatever, but. When he gets right to the end, when he's talking about us making him laugh, it's like it just
the whole thing goes to hell.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don. My name is Andrew from North Carolina. I'm not from the official podcast because I'm not a dumb fuck. I'm a listener of the official podcast and was recommended to listen to you two dipshits.
Right here.
You two make me laugh than I ever have.
You two make me laugh. Than I ever have.
I've always wanted to make somebody laugh than they ever have.
Oh, looks like he called back.
Sweet.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don. My name's Andrew. My last smell fucked up. Pissed me off. I'm from North Carolina.
We didn't
I'm
notice.
Not from the podcast because I'm not a dumb fuck. I'm a listener of the official podcast.
He's trying the whole thing over
again. Do you think he wrote it down? I hope so.
Okay, I got to hit bullet points 1 and 2 really strong, and then I'm going to come in on the third.
Yes, and I was recommended to you guys, and your podcast is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen on this planet. I've laughed more than I ever have in my whole goddamn life. Two dipshits are hilarious. I love y'all. Keep up the good work.
I hope by now you are a member of our Patreon, which can be found.
Hold on. He should have had it ready. You're going to start talking about it. You got to have it ready.
Oh, it's so fucking easy for you to say.
I want that guy on just to tell me how great I am. Can we do that? Can we have a show where people just come on and tell me how great I am?
All right. It looks like he called back. I don't know if maybe he wasn't happy with that one.
Let's try it one more time.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don. Andrew again.
Why doesn't he know my name? I love it. Fuck. I love this guy.
Forgot to mention this in my last voicemail. If I had 3 wishes, I would like to bang Anthony's mom. For my second wish, I'd like to fuck Anthony's mom. And if my last wish, I would like infinite wishes. And if I was not allowed to have infinite wishes, I would like to fuck Anthony's mom another time. Just one more time.
Just one more time.
Hey, you guys doing great. Sorry. I think I am a dumb fuck after all.
No, you're cool, dude. Don't worry about it. Oh, my God.
That's got to be kind of flattering for you. If somebody had three wishes, he wants to bang your mom three times.
Why couldn't you wish to bang my mom three times in one wish, and then you get nine times? Come on, guy, use your head.
Bro, senior recruit reporting for duty, bro. Bro, it's really funny. You guys are so funny, bro.
Okay. Thank you.
Was that sarcasm?
Seaman recruiter for duty. I just got back.
Idiot.
Fucking Anthony's mom. Yeah. That's about it.
Do people not
about to go?
Oh, he's still going. Know. Do people not know the difference between recruit and recruiter? We're the recruiter, stupid.
Yeah, I'm a seaman recruiter again, and I just fucked your mom as well.
So what's funny is him calling himself a seaman recruiter means he's a fag.
Seaman recruiter. I never thought about that. Damn it. We're not the recruiters.
Oh, well, my name is Peter.
No, it's not.
And I'd like to just say a couple words. Peter. Also, I am from the official podcast, or at least one of the fans, and I would just like to say that I watch your podcast too, and you all have very beautiful voices and put me to sleep so easily. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to do a Yoda impression.
No, you're not. I can't. I'm not. Oh, God damn
it. Yeah,
I can't. I can't. I can't.
No.
Call it the Dick Show and do Yoda impressions. I am listening to this.
Yeah, hello. So I'm an avid viewer of, the official podcast. Send me over here.
They're all fucking
retarded. Probably the worst podcast I've ever heard in my entire life. It's just terrible. I recently got diagnosed with a terminal illness, and
which one?
Dude, it's just the cause of your shit podcast. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
God, that was a long, long way to get to. Your podcast gave me cancer. That's how easy it is. Your podcast sucks, and it gave me cancer.
Yeah, but you're not under the pressure of dialing a number and talking into a phone.
What the fuck? Doug, would you rather be stuck in Japan or Canada? What, are you watching a different fucking stream? What the fuck is going on?
It's funny that you even referenced that. I mean, it's so awkward that that's a weird fucking question.
What the fuck?
Isn't Canada just like America, Junior? I mean, Japan is different. They got not white people there.
I would go to Japan easy. That's easy.
Me too.
I'd be a fucking. I'd be huge in Japan.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Critical. I just want to tell the 12-year-old station stuff. Nobody cares about bathing in milk. I just want to stop. I don't care. I don't want these 12-year-olds in my voicemail feed. Every time I look forward to the official podcast, my own show, I look forward to it, and then I hear these.
Was that it?
I just quit. I couldn't take it.
So
it's a curse.
He broke character, calling it the official podcast. You lost me right there. You're like, oh yeah, I mean my own show.
This is Critical. I don't want to, and I look forward to the official podcast, which is my show. Yes. God damn it, you fucking idiot, Kanata.
That was a joke. That was the joke.
when he, I got angry at Dongoloid Productions. He just put a comment up that said another bad Charlie impression. And for some reason, I took it as a jab at me because I thought I did like a hoy, hoy, soy.
They call that, what do they call that?
Reverse racism.
Yeah. It's not what I was going for, but sure. I was going to say they call that insecure. You just assume somebody's taking a jab at you all the time.
Constant. It's you have no idea how this shit works up here.
Hi, my name is Drake. I just wanted to call and give you guys, you know, a really nice joke to listen to. Besides all these dumbass kids wanting to call into your fucking show. I was driving down I-4 with my girlfriend. It's an interstate. And we were driving just nonchalantly down the road. And
is
I looked
the
up
same one?
A sign, a big billboard for a restaurant called Boardwalk City Burgers. You know,
we already heard this.
Slapping patties on the grill, doing the things they do. And my wit, my genius just looked.
I don't know what the fuck you want from me. We don't listen to their show, so we don't know what they're referencing. You got multiple people calling in with the same gag that we're not part of, and then getting shut the fuck up.
Was that different than the first one?
Yes.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, it seemed funnier this time.
Andrew from Centerville. Your podcast is my new favorite podcast after finding you guys through Kaya, and I think you guys should go on the official podcast and steal all their listeners and get an army of 12-year-olds for yourself, because that's really where the market's at.
What market?
The 12-year-old market. We got to get some of that fucking allowance money, man. Find them 12-year-olds with expendable allowance. This would be a great time to mention that we were on their show, their bonus show, which released today.
Yeah.
So go over there, listen to that.
Yeah, you get more of us.
No. So what you want is everybody going over and listening to their bonus episode on their Patreon.
Yeah.
And then telling them that they need to have us on their regular show. You know, not the fucking half-ass one that nobody, the big one.
Not the half-ass one that they would invite us on. We're not good enough to be on their regular show.
Good enough to do all these fucking voicemails. Oh, fuck. We're almost done.
Are we? Are we really?
Hey, this is Andrew, and I just called literally 7 seconds ago, and I just realized what could be better than having a bunch of 12-year-olds rep your own butt whistle? Because in my mind, that's honestly the best thing I can picture.
I think sounds he amazing. Said what's better than a bunch of 12-year-olds with a butt whistle. And
then he said that's the best thing he could picture.
There's a name for that, sir.
There's a list for that.
He'll be working at Subway.
Yeah, hey, this is Tim calling in from Minnesota, and I'm a fan of the official podcast.
I like that we corrected them, so they no longer say that I'm from the official podcast. So we are doing a service.
Also started listening to the Who's Right podcast, which is pretty fucking funny, I gotta say. But I have a message for my fella Kaya over on the official podcast. I swear to you, I'm only 17, but if it's still on the market by the time I have the money, I guarantee you that I will buy that fucking cheetah poster and I will hang it on a mantle above my fireplace. Because when I'm giving the ladies a good time, they'll know that someone great is watching over.
That so, means he's a virgin, because yep. Nobody ever says, which is fine. It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, if you're gays or virgins too, you know.
Can you what? Be gay and be a virgin?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, what do you mean?
If you're attracted to dudes, but you've never taken it up the ass, how do you know that once you take it up the ass, you won't absolutely hate it?
What the fuck kind of question is that? Let's ask this. No, I'm not doing that.
All right.
So about that cheetah poster. So Kaya said that we are allowed to give that away on our show.
Okay.
So sign up to our Patreon for, and you're guaranteed to win it.
Wait a minute.
He also said that we should try some kind of gimmick to trick people into signing up for our Patreon. So that was that.
We got like 70 copies in that cheetah poster. So sign up.
I was just going to jerk off on a trading card. Nobody know the fucking difference.
I was going to. Okay. Jerk off on a trading card. All right. Caught me off guard with that one.
To the Who's Right podcast. Keep up the good work. I hope your numbers keep going up. I hope Dan does it, or whoever the fuck. Why did I call him Dan? I don't know. I'm really fucked up right now.
All right. Who's so who's Dan, and what do you hope about him? I'm assuming that's you.
My name is Darren from Arizona, and I just wanted to say that your podcast, I haven't listened to it, but I will give it a shot. The Official Boys are the loves of my life, and I look forward to your game, Jackson. Keep up the good work.
I don't think it is.
It is, and I'm the ATM.
Wait a minute.
Hey, guys. I know you guys have been getting a lot of shit from the Official Boys and their fans, but I came from the Official Boys, but I stayed for your show. I really like it, and I'm actually an avid listener now, as much as I, you know, well, listen to the Official Boys, but you know how that is. But it is actually really good, so I guess keep it up, and I don't know, don't kill yourselves or anything like that, but yeah, keep it up.
Thanks for telling me not to kill myself. I appreciate that.
We're only 30 minutes into this, motherfucker.
Fuck. How many minutes in are we going to do?
Hello, this is Mac from Wisconsin. I came here from the Official Boys, and I've been listening to your podcast for about 4 episodes now, and I just want to say thank you. You're pretty cool dudes. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
All right. You're welcome.
We have to embrace the 12-year-olds.
I ain't embracing no 12-year-olds.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going to take that out in post.
Uh-huh.
We got to wrap our arms around the 12-year-old.
Yes, my name is Sugandis, and I am calling to leave a voicemail for the Official Podcast.
Are you?
So basically, that one guy who said that all the 12-year-olds calling the Official Podcast gets him flaccid is flat out fucking wrong. Children leaving their voicemails get me so fucking hard. You may call it pedophilia, but that's not a problem. People who say pedophilia is wrong because children can't consent is retarded.
They may not
be able to consent, but the children who are locked in my basement are fucking geniuses, and I find intelligence super sexy.
What's that?
He was reading that.
What did he say? I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know, but I could tell he was reading it.
Oh, fuck. We are... Yeah, we're going to have to go over to our other feed for our regular show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time I scheduled it for. Somebody said 6:40, which is like 9 minutes.
Oh, all right. Well, I need at least 7 of those minutes to pee. Got a huge prostate.
Let's do a couple more and then.
Hi, it's me, Mickey Mouse. I just came to say
no.
You're a fucker. Come on, don't interrupt.
No, we're not doing voices.
No, they're doing voices. That was a dead-on Mickey Mouse. I'm good with Mickey Mouse saying, fuck you, which is what Mickey Mouse said. I want to hear it again. I want Mickey Mouse as a fucking patron, so I'm going to play this cocksucker again.
Hi, it's me, Mickey Mouse. I just came to say you're a fucker.
Did it sound like at the end he said, "You're a fucker," and then like kind of giggled and looked around to make sure his mom wasn't in the room?
Yes, he giggled because he said fucker.
Awesome.
All right, that one guy who said all the 12-year-olds calling the official podcast get some flaccid is flat out fucking wrong. Children,
this is the same guy calling back, so he's rereading it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving their voicemails getting so fucking hard. You may call it pedophilia, but that's not a problem.
I don't think it's going to be any funnier the second time around, is it?
Mm-mm.
All right. Last one. This is it. Then we'll play that video, then we're going to go to our show.
All right.
Hey, Paul. My name is Trent from Virginia. I'm calling because of, you know, the official podcast. My main thing to talk about here is, one, those lazy fuckers not setting up their own voicemail, sending it all to you guys, and now you have to deal with all these, like, 10-year-olds and shit that are calling in, and that shit just seems fucking horrible, and it kind of makes me embarrassed that I listen to the podcast, but, you know, what are you going to do? Two, all those kids who are talking shit on you guys, you know, fuck them, bunch of dumb little shits. And three, Anthony, your mom is still a whore.
Very good. All right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.